It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey there, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Growing herbs indoors. I'd love to know more, and I know our listeners would too, about parsley and mint and rosemary and all kinds of things. Do you have any good suggestions for doing that indoors during the winter?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, that's a nice thing to do indoors because it really gives you a really taste of some greenery, and you can use them as culinary herbs if you plant it right. So probably the easiest ones to use indoors would be plants like chives, parsley, and mint. These are very fast-growing, very easy-growing plants. They can take actually less light than you normally would need for an herb, so you can put them in an east or a west window, and they'll do okay. So that's kind of the basic line to start with. And then after that, you want to get into the Mediterranean herbs. If you have a sunny south-facing window or some grow lights, you can get plants like thyme, oregano, sage, and rosemary, and even basil. Especially if you have grow lights, you can grow basil indoors and have a nice crop of them. Now, the thing with growing them indoors is I like to try to find individual plants. And that's becoming more and more available at garden centers as they are stocking for this idea. So instead of starting everything from seed, which will, of course, take a long time, you can have plants that within a few weeks or so, you can actually start harvesting from them. And I'd plant the individual plants in their own pots because some herbs like it a little wet, some herbs like it a little dry. So like mint, for example, and parsley like a little moister soil than oregano and thyme and rosemary would like. Use regular potting soil. Put them, again, in a sunniest window, but not close to the window because when it's really cold, they'll get actually some damage from that cold coming through the glass. So give them a little space there. Or, of course, if you have a seed starting or a light setup, that's probably the ideal thing to do. Once they start growing and they're actually getting big enough to start harvesting, which could be really any time you start seeing some leaves, just kind of snip them, throw them into the salads and pasta and things like that, and you should be good to go. And then in the spring, you can move them outside and put them in your garden.
Oh, you make it sound so easy.
Well, it is on the air.
I know for sure. I've had like fresh oregano and fresh thyme versus dried. Is there a way to, after you harvest them, can you dry them?
Oh yeah, they're actually very easy to dry. Many of these herbs are very easy to dry. The parsleys, the oregano's, thymes, basil, all of those. You can dry them, put them in glass jars, and keep them for a good 6 months or so through the winter. Another nice thing to do is to plan for it next year. So in the fall, dig up some small plants and bring them indoors. That way you don't have to go looking for them in the middle of winter.
Okay, we've got questions for you concerning medicinal herbs to grow indoors. This from Anastasia in Thetford. She says, "Hi, Charlie. I love having herbal tea, especially in the winter, and I'd like to know what are some good medicinal herbs I can grow inside during the winter. Can I bring my lemon balm and peppermint plants inside in the fall?"
Well, she was just thinking about what we were talking about. Yes, absolutely. Bring some lemon balm, bring some peppermint or spearmint in from the garden in the fall and then have it all winter. And those are actually two good examples of medicinal herbs that you can grow. But there are others, too. If you have a rosemary plant that was growing outside, bring that in, or a tarragon or a lavender plant. And again, some of these plants are available from local garden centers for you to buy. You certainly can use thyme and oregano. They are medicinal as well as culinary, but you can even play around and try growing things like echinacea and bee balm and chamomile from seed. Now, it's going to take a little longer, of course, to get a big enough plant to get a lot of leaves from them to make a tea. But the idea is that you'll have a plant, again, in the spring that you can move outside and maybe next fall bring some plants of those plants in and try to get them to grow indoors.
Okay, this is from Charlie in Weybridge. He's got orchid troubles. He says, "I get brown and wilted leaves on our orchids, often just half or so of a large crescent dark leaf. And I always wonder," Charlie says, "if I should cut the brown part off. And even when the entire leaf is brown, it usually doesn't pull easily from the stem of the orchid, making one think it should be left alone to fall off when it feels like it. Any suggestions for Charlie in Weybridge?"
Sure, Charlie. If you have browning of the leaves, it's usually a sign that either the roots have died because you put down too much water in them, or they've dried out because you had too little water. So I'm guessing it's probably a watering issue. If you have a big brown patch on those leaves, then you might want to just cut them off completely. And then just watch your watering. You might even, as we're getting closer to the spring, repot those orchids into some fresh bark medium. And then when you're watering them, make sure you do it so it drains out really well and doesn't sit there. But also, don't forget to water. You know, it's often something you kind of forget about in the middle of the winter, but they do need a little bit of water to keep going.
And if you've got questions for Charlie to answer in an upcoming episode, send them to us. Just go to vpr.org and search for All Things Gardening. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.